We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Eiver Menachai, Halacha Beis. Al Pi Amaymar Ki Merachmim Yenagim, this chapter will be based on Torah Zayin in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Ki Merachmim Yenagim, Ayin Shom Meinyan Ben Vetalmid Kol Amaymar, Ayin Shom. Review that chapter of Likutei Moran, which speaks especially about the topic of a person having a son and a student. Uklal hamaimer bekitzer, shetzorich leida eich lehisnaigim horachmonis. To summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, he emphasizes that a person has to know how to deal with rachmonis, with kindness, how to use it properly. Ki al rishoim osur l'rachim, because when you have a person who's a rosho gomur, a complete Rasha, and if you show him kindness, he'll use that kindness against you or against mankind, you're not allowed to show kindness to him. V'ikro rachmonosu l'rachim lohoitzies Yisrael am kodosh mimasui hakovoit shalavoinos chasashon. The most important type of rachmonos is to take Jews out of sin. Rabbeinu Zal there refers to sin as a very heavy burden, and to rescue the Jewish people, this holy nation, from this severe, heavy burden of sin. Each and every single Jew has to put in effort into transmitting Das and Yira Shemayim to friends and students. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Asher Ein Chalifo Islamoi, a person who did not leave anyone to replace him, Chad Omar Ben V'Chad Omar Talmid. There are two opinions there in the Gemara. One rabbi says this means to leave a son behind, and the other one says it means to leave a student behind. V'tzorich sheyie lahatzadik b'chinas koil. Rabbeinu Zal also says in that Torah that the tzadik has to have the madrega, the level, called koil, everything. He has to encompass everything. As the Pasuk says, ki choil b'shamayim v'oretz. And we know that the words ki choil are b'gematria yisoid, which means foundation, which is the sphera that's associated with tzadik. So the tzaddik is the one who has to encompass both shamayim and oretz. He has to address the needs of people who are on a very high level and people who are on a low level. Laharois ledorei malo, to show the people who are on a high level, b'chinas mach mechomis ma pishpesht, what do you see, what do you know? Meaning to be able to show them that they still have a lot to learn. Uladore mato, and to the people who are on a very low level, who feel that they're very distant from Hashem and they can't get close to Hashem, b'chinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, to transmit to them a message that Hashem's glory is everywhere, even down far down as you are, Hashem is right there with you. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, hokitzu varananu shoich neofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter, mentions many different tikkunim, and then he says that by fulfilling everything we've spoken about here, the person will be zeicha, when they're eating, to receive he'oras harotzoin, which means to feel a very high-level desire of wanting to come close to Hashem. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev, look over that chapter in Likutei Moran well, and now Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph. V'hine hashchito hi rachmonis godol. The act of shechting a behema is an act of great rachmonis, great kindness. Ki ze ikru harachmonis lohoyer das bo'ilam, lohidia ki Hashem hu elikim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the most important rachmonis is to bring das into the world. And in terms of das, the most important das is awareness of Hashem. Bechinas, ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate is the person who gives seichel to one who is poor, lacking in seichel. That's the greatest, highest level of charity. Ki al rishoim osu l'rachim. Because when it comes to rishoim, who would not accept, who would not use this rachmonis the right way, on them you're not allowed to have rachmonis. V'zeh bi'atzmoi machmazeh. And it's exactly for the reason that we're talking about here. Meaning, ki ikar horachmonis lohoyer das ulohitzias Yisrael me'avoinus. True rachmonis is to give over das and to help Jews get out of sin, away from sin. Nimsa, therefore, mi shemarachim al rishoim begashmius, umemale bakoshosum vetavosum, a person who shows kindness to a rasha, not by giving him das, but by giving him gashmius, giving him money, giving him power, you know, etc., giving him freedom. And he fulfills their requests and their desires. He the person submits to the desires of the Rasha. Ein ze rachmonis klal. That's not rachmonis. That's not showing kindness. Adarabo hu achzorius godol. But rather, that's the opposite of kindness. That's a viciousness. Ki kishenoisin lohem tavosam uretzainam. Because by giving in to the desires and the wills, the whims of a Rasha, that'll fuel them. That'll give them more fuel to do more sins. The ein zeh rachmonis klal, and therefore that's not rachmonis at all. The ikur horachmonis hu l'rachim aleihem lachzirom b'tshuva. The main rachmonis is to have pity on them, to help them return to Hashem in tshuva. Lohitziom mimasoi hoavoinois, to take them out of sin, out of the, pull them out from the heavy burden of sin. V'alkein tzrichin lefamim leyasram, and therefore at times we need to punish these rishoim, v'liyos achzor aleihem, and to be mean to them, to be kedei sheyachzeru b'tshuva, because sometimes that will bring them to tshuva. V'zehu ikur horachmonis kanal, that's the real rachmonis, to bring somebody to tshuva. And this is what the pasuk means in Mishlei when it says that the rachmonis on a rosha at sometimes is achzori, to be achzor, to be strict and mean to them. Sheikar horachmonis al horishoim hu liyos achzor aleihem leyasrom aloichichom kedei sheyachzoru betshuva sheze ikar horachmonis. Sometimes the main rachmonis on a rosha is to be tough with them, to punish them, to reprimand them, so that they'll do tshuva, which is the real rachmonis. Vehine hashchito hu lahalois hanefesh hachai michai lemedaber. We've learned several times already in Yoredeya that the act of shchita is intended to elevate the soul that's inside that animal, to elevate it from the level of animal to the level of human, medaber. Ukishemalin hanefesh, and when we elevate that soul, azai malin oisam in filoso, we elevate it from its fallen state. Shehoiso tchila melubeshes begeder achai, she'ein lohem das klal, whereby this soul was cloaked in an animal which doesn't have any high level intelligence, and therefore the animal and the soul inside of it didn't have any understanding of Hashem, and now through this mitzvah of shechita, through this act of shechita, we elevate the soul, the spirit that's inside that animal, from chai to odom. Vazai nizgalelo v'nizvadelo ki yesh elokim shalot boretz. When a soul is elevated into the category of human, then that soul realizes that there is Hashem. V'ze ikar aliyas hanefesh. And this is what the Sifrei Kabbalah mean when they tell us that through shechting, you're elevating the soul. What does that mean? She'oila el hadas. It means that that soul goes up in das, in awareness of Hashem. Shezehu geder ha'odom. That's the description of man. Odom versus behemoth is a higher level of intelligence, usually. We know that there are definitely exceptions to that, but the norm is supposed to be that humans are supposed to be a higher level of intelligence than animals. V'noida lo miyedias Hashem yisborach. And then that soul becomes aware of Hashem. V'zeh ikar rachmonis. That's the main rachmonis that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran, to inject das into somebody. And this is what's meant when Rabbeinu Zal says over there, to take the soul of the Jew out of sin. This is also accomplished through the act of shechita. We spill the blood of this animal, and thereby we elevate the soul, the spirit that's in there. V'dam habehemo zebechinas avoinos. The blood of this animal symbolizes sins. Ki kol ha'avoinos boim min hadomim shel hashesagidim. Because we know that sins are initiated through the blood that flows through this 365 tendons. V'ha'avoinos heim al yidei ruach habehemius. And the sins that a soul does are instigated through the animalistic spirit that's associated with the soul. Kihem maisa behema, because sins are referred to as the act or behavior of an animal. Nimtza sheho avoinois heim bechinas dam habehemius. So therefore, the sins are symbolized by the animal blood. V'hanefesh digdusha hamelubeshesham, and the holy soul that's found inside that animal, he bechinas mitzoytzei nafshois beis Yisrael. That soul, that spirit, is made up of sparks of Jewish souls. Ki kol hanitzoytzeis hagdoshim sheboilam, kulam boim minafshois Yisrael. Because all the holy sparks in the world all come from Jewish souls. Ki kol hakedusha v'hatoiv hurak nafshois Yisrael. Because all holiness and all goodness in the world is only the Jewish souls. Nimtza shezeh hanefesh hamelubeshes b'chai, so that this spirit that's clothed, that's found inside that animal, shehu bechinas nitzoitz nefesh Yisrael, which is a spark of a Jewish soul, kishemoitzien oiso malen oiso midam hachai, when we remove it, when we release it and elevate it from the blood of that animal, ze bechinas shemoitzien umal nefesh Yisrael min ha'avoinos. That corresponds, that parallels the concept of taking a Jewish soul out of sin, because we said that the dam of this behemoth and the behemius, that's sin. That's what sin is all about. Sheshom hoya melubeshes hanefesh, and that's where this soul, this spirit, was hidden. And now, through performing this mitzvah of shechita, making a bracha on it and cutting properly and having that blood spill in a form of holiness as part of an act of mitzvah, that elevates the soul that's there. Those sparks of kedusha are there. V'zeh ikur horachmonas, and that's one of the highest levels of kindness. V'azai malin hanefesh, and through that we elevate that spirit. And when we talk about elevating a spirit, what does that translate into on a practical level? That spirit becomes more aware of Hashem, more conscious of Hashem, of the realization, Ki Hashem hu aleikim, and Maloich ha'aretz kevoido. V'zeh b'chinas, this is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in that Torah, Hokitzu v'ranenu shoich ne'ofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Ki elu hanitzutzais vanefoshois hamaluboshim b'chayois ubehemus voifois, because these sparks of kedusha and these souls, which are found in animals and birds, heim b'chinas shoich ne'ofor, they are what's referred to as those who are lying in the dirt, meaning ki munochin b'madrega namucha kazu, they've fallen to such a low level, these souls that were originally part of human beings and have left the category of humans and are now found in animals and birds. V'tzorich lo'oirom u'lahakitzam, therefore we have to wake them up. B'b'chinas ho'kitzu v'ranenu sheich ne'ofor, wake up you who are lying in the dirt, you who are on this low level. Kimaloi cholorets kevoidoi. We have to convey to them that Hashem's glory is everywhere, even by you, and Hashem can lift you up. Hainu kiafilu bebehemois vechayois, shem bechinas ruach habehemius, hayuredes lamato loorets, gam shom yesh nitzoitzois hakdusha. Meaning that even in these animals, which represent behemius, animalistic instinct, which usually represent a low level, the opposite of awareness of Hashem. We know the Pasuk speaks about Ruach HaBehema HaYoredes Lamato L'Oretz, the Ruach HaBehema which goes all the way down to the Oretz, to the ground. There also there are sparks of Kedusha, because the Pasuk says, Kimaloi Chol HaOretz Kevoidoi, Hashem's Kovoid, Hashem's glory is found even in Arzius, even in Behemius. V'chol ze nase al yedei hachalef. All of this is accomplished through the knife of the shoychet. Ki hachalef hu bechinas cherev l'Hashem. Because as we mentioned earlier, this, the knife that the shoychet uses, is like a sword, a holy sword. Bechinas hadibur. And it's also associated with speech. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, v'yosem pi kecherev chado. My mouth was like a sharp sword. We know that a tongue is compared, so his tongue, sharp tongue. The tongue is compared to a sword, a cherev, a knife. Bechinas malchus peh. We know the sphere of malchus is associated also with the mouth, with speech. And malchus is referred to as this cherev, cherev noikemes nekam bris, ukemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah. Ukemui she'ikar he'oras harav, Shemeir Batalmid, Hualidea Dibur, and just as the ability of a rabbi to transmit awareness of Hashem to his student is done through Dibur, through speech, Kemoikain, Aliedei Hachalif, Shuhu Bechinas Dibur, Bechinas Malchus, so too, using the knife, which is also Dibur, we said, we brought the pasuk that showed that the knife is Dibur, Malchus. Meirin benefesh hachai bechinas haoras haTalmid. We shine into the soul of that animal the type of Torah that's supposed to be taught to the student. Dahainu bechinas maloi chol oretz kevoidoi, which is the message that Hashem's glory is everywhere, even far down where you are. Shezeo bechinas malchus. That's the concept of malchus. Bechinas melech hakovoid. And the pasuk refers to melech as kovoid. Bechinas umalchusoi bakoil mashola. That Hashem's kingdom rules everywhere, even in the furthest places, even in the lowest places, which seem to be very removed from Hashem's malchus. Still, Hashem rules over there also. His glory is there also. Val shem ze nikra chalif. And this is why the knife that the shoychet uses is called a chalif, al shem chalifois. Because of that word in the pasuk that we quoted in the beginning of the Torah, chalifois means a replacement. Shehu bechinas ben v'talmid kanal, which we had learned, the Gemara explained that pasuk in Tehillim where it said, asher ein chalifois lamoi, a person did not leave anyone to replace him. The Gemara said one opinion was that that refers to leaving children, a son, and the other one said it refers to leaving students. Ukamay shamrazal, as the Gemara, as it says in Masecht Midos, lomo nikro shmoi beis hachalifois. Why was a particular room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaChalifos? Sheshom Goinzin es HaSakinim. Because that's where they kept the knives that they used to slaughter the behemoths with and to cut them up with. Ki HaChalif hu bechinas Chalifos. Because the knife that the Shoychet uses, which is called a Chalif, corresponds to that Chalifos. Meirin Heoras HaTalmid benefesh HaChai. Because just like a rabbi gives over das to his student by speaking to the student, the shoychet shines das into the spirit of that behema through the chalif, through that knife. By cutting it properly, by shechting it properly, the knife, which represents dibur, which represents malchus, conveys, it shines into that nefesh, the das, the heoras haTalmid. kimalinis hanefesh al yidei hachalif. Because as we learned earlier, that shoichet's knife elevates that spirit. Vazai moidien lo midiyosa yisborach. And when that soul, that spirit that's found in that animal is elevated to the level of Odom, then we can convey to it awareness of Hashem. So we wake it up. This is all the concept of the message that the Rebbe conveys to the Talmud. We're going to see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain later, that Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the Talmud represents the Dorei Mata, the people who are on a lower level. The son, the ben, the son represents the people who are on a higher level. To the Talmud, the Rebbe conveys the message of Maloi Choloretz Kavoidoi. To the son, the Rebbe conveys the message of Aye Mekoyim Kavoidoi. We'll see more on this later. V'zeh b'chines ma'ashom razal shemahani shchito letaharo midei nevela. And this is why the Gemara tells us in Chul and Daf Yud Ches that shchita helps to purify an animal, to take it out of the category of nevela. Ki hashchito hi b'chines nevelosi yekumun hokitzu v'rananu shoich ne'ofor. Because Rabbeinu Zal Nat Torah quotes this pasuk also, where the pasuk says, "Nevelosi yekumun." Those who are bechinas nevela on a very, very low level will rise up, and wake up and sing. V'alkein hashchita metaher midei nevela. This is why the Gemara says that shchita is metaher from nevela. Bechinas nevelosi yekumun hokitzav rano shoich neofor. That's the Heoras HaTalmud that we're speaking about, which we said that when the shoichet shechts the animal, he's shining, he's communicating to that nefesh that's on a very low level, he's conveying to it the Heoras Talmud. V'ze nas al yidei achalef. That's accomplished through the knife, Shubachinas Yeshua, which corresponds to the student. Shehu Merumos Baroshe Tevois Nevelosi Yekumun Hokitsu Varananu Shoich Neofor. The word Yeshua, the name of the Talmud, is hinted to in the first letters of that Pasuk, Yekumun Hokitsu Varananu Shoich Neofor. Kamashikosav Rabbeinu Noir Yoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Zion and Likut Imran, Ki Yehoshua hu bechinas malchus, because Yeshua is the concept of malchus, the leader of Klal Yisrael, bechinas cherev l'Hashem, the one who the sword for Hashem, the one who went out to do battle against Amalek. V'alkeim Yehoshua memuna lilchay melchemas Amalek. This is why Yehoshua was appointed to do the battle against Amalek. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says at the end of Beshalach, Tzei hilochem b'Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yehoshua, you go out and do battle against Amalek. Ki hashchito hu bechinas melchemes Amalek. Because the act of shechting an animal is also this concept of doing battle against Amalek. Ki machnien ruach habehemius shu bechinas Amalek. Because in shchito, we're subduing, we're lowering the behema and elevating the human. We're pushing down, eliminating the animalistic spirit and elevating the human spirit. And we know that Amalek is referred to as animal, behemius. Ki Amalek ho yemeshan atzmoy lebehema. Because the Rashi HaKodesh points out in Navi, over there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Gimel, that when Hashem gave the instruction to wipe out all of Amalek, mishor ad seh, even the oxen and the sheep, Rashi HaKodesh points out that Amalek had the ability, ki Amalek hu bechinas shemachlif umalbish ruach odem ruach behema. Amalek had the ability to be meshane himself lebehema, ki Amalek meshane atzmo lebehema. They had the ability through kishuf, through magic, to change themselves into animals, to make themselves appear as animals. So we see that Amalek is an inyan of behemius, mishoir atzeh. Ki Amalek hu bechinas shemachlif umalbish ruach ha'odom beruach habehema. Because Amalek is the reverse of this process that we spoke about. We said that shchita elevates from chai to odom. And Amalek is the one who changed odom into chai. כי הוא רוצה להגביר רוח הבהמיס חס ושלום. Because המולך tries to increase the רוח הבהמיס. ואונו מכניעין אויסוי על ידי חרב לשם. And we weaken him, we subdue him through this sword, this heavenly sword, the knife of the שכת, בחינס יהושוע, which is יהושוע, מלכוס, חרב לשם. וזהו בחינס שחיטה, that's the act of שחיטה, שמכניעין על ידי החלב, שבחינס חרב לשם, אס רוח הבהמיס, whereby through the חלב, which is this חרב לשם, we subdue, we lower the ruach habehemius, shu b'chinas amolek, u'malin u'moitzin mishom es hanefesh dikdusha, and we elevate and we release the Holy Spirit that's in there, shezehu ikar b'chinas melchemes amolek. This is the battle of the Jewish people against amolek, lohoitzi b'loi mipiv, to try to release and extract the sparks of Kedusha that Amalek has swallowed up, that the Sitra Achra has swallowed up, to try to extract it from them and remove it from them and return it to the Kedusha. V'alkei nikra chalif, this is why the Shechet's knife is called a chalif, shechoizrin u'machlifin nefesh achai b'nefesh odom, because it exchanges the animal for human. It changes the animal into human. Ki malin es hanefesh b'behemah l'b'chinas odom. We elevate the spirit that was in that behemah to the level of odom. Shu b'chinas chalifois. Ki b'chinas odom yesh loy chalifois lo'olam. Because a human being always has a replacement for themselves. Al yedei sheyoideya u'moidiya me'Hashem yisborach. Through the fact that the person studies, learns about Hashem, and enlightens others about Hashem. Shezeh ha'chalifois v'hashoro shenisham notam boilam. That's what remains. That's the replacement. That's the exchange for the person that remains after the person leaves the world. His children, his students, his colleagues, with whom he has shared his awareness of Hashem.